Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadli Ta'jil al-Fitri, the chapter on the virtue of hastening to break the fast. When a person is fasting, then to hasten in breaking the fast, there is virtue for this. Ma yuftiru alayhi, what a person should break the fast would. Ma yaquluhu ba'd al-iftar, and what dua a person should recite after breaking the fast. This is the chapter that we have started. So continuing with this chapter, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah has said, so this becomes a hadith al-Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَحَبُّ عِبَادِ إِلَيَّ أَعْجَلُهُمْ فِطْرًا, the most beloved of my servants to me are those that are quickest in breaking the fast. Most beloved servants to me are those that are the most quickest in breaking the fast. Here it shows us, these hadiths will understand that our logic doesn't count, but it is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is most important. If a person were to apply his logic, he would think that the person that is fasting for longer, he is undergoing more difficulty. So he should be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is pulling his fast longer. In other words, instead of breaking it at Maghrib time, he is breaking it at Isha time, or he is breaking it at midnight. So therefore, he should be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this we are learning from this hadith. It is not about our logic, what we feel, but it is what is dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is prescribed in Sharia, what is the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is what is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the extent that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent the reward is there also. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقبل الليل منها هنا وأدبر النهار منها هنا وغربت الشمس فقد أفطر الصائم متفق عليه. حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when the night is approaching from this side, in other words, when the night is approaching from the easterly direction, if one were to look at the sunset, a beautiful clean sunset, understand that in the westerly direction where the sun is setting, that side is bright. And you look to the other side, the opposite side, you'll find that it's becoming dark on that side. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that إِذَا أَقْبَلَ اللَّيْلِ مِنْ هَاهُنَا, when the night is approaching from one side, from the easterly direction, when the night is approaching, وَأَدْبَرَ النَّهَارُ مِنْ هَاهُنَا, and the day is going away, the day is moving away in this direction, in the westerly direction, وَغَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسِ, and the sun has now set, فَقَدْ أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمِ, the fasting person has broken his fast. Ulama give two explanations for this. What is meant by the fasting person has broken his fast? It means now is the time for you to break the fast. So this is Jumla Khabriya, where we've been informed, this is the time now that you should be breaking your fast, when the sun has set, number one. Ulama explain that now the time for reward is over. In other words, if you're going to delay it any further, فَقَدْ أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمِ, the fasting person has broken his fast. There's no longer fasting after this. The fasting has now been terminated. So this is the time for you to terminate the fast. No unnecessary delaying of the fast. When Abi Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Abi Ufa قال رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو صائم. That Abu Ibrahim Abdullah bin Abi Ufa radiallahu anhu says that we traveled with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa sa'imun, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting. The first lesson we learn from here is a person may fast when he is traveling, so long as he doesn't cause any inconvenience to the other people that are with him. Sometimes you get a person who's traveling and he's fasting, but because of the severe heat, all the people around him cannot go at the pace they want to go. They cannot move because this person is fasting, he's finding it very hard, feeling ill, etc. So it's causing inconvenience to the people. Yeah, this is one thing that we learned, that you can fast, there is no problem in fasting, so long as you are not causing unnecessary taklif to the people around you and to yourself. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting. فَلَمَّا غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسِ, when the sun had set, قَالَ لِبَعْضِ الْقَوْمِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told to someone, يَا فُلَان أَنْزِلْ فَجْدَحْ لَنَا, that come down and فَجْدَحْ, grind for us. Make that sawik. Ulama explain that what is the sawik? The sawik was a grains made from wheat that was roasted. So roasted grains, they would take it and they would grind it, they would smash it and they would make it into a powder. Now that powder would be put into water to soften it, and they would drink the water like that. So this was their iftar. Many times the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they would make that iftar like that by just taking this roasted wheat, crushing it, placing it into water and drinking it. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told one Sahabi, and in another riwayat it comes that this Sahabi was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him that dismount and prepare this for us. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَمْسَيْتَ So he replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that would you not like to wait till the evening, would you not like to wait till the night? Because he had thought that the sun had not yet set. It was so quick after the sun had set. So he had thought that the sun had not set. So therefore he said, لَوْ أَمْسَيْتَ One explanation that ulama give to this hadith. Another explanation that ulama give is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking him to prepare before sunset, so when the sun does set, there's no unnecessary delay, like how we do have in most of our masajid, that before iftar already the preparations are taking place. So when the time of maghrib comes, then immediately the people can break the fast. At that time now the dasturkhan is not being laid. At that time now the khajur is not being placed, etc. So all this is done before the time of maghrib. So when the time of Maghrib comes, there is no delay. So that's the second explanation that ulama gave. That yes, it was daytime, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him that start preparing now. So when the time does come in, then already our meal for breaking the fast is there. That was one explanation. The second explanation was that the Sahabi had thought that it was not yet evening. So therefore he is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would you not like to wait for the evening? قَالَ أَنزِلْ So Rasulullah again said, أَنزِلْ فَجْدَحْ لَنَا Dismount and grind for us the sawiq. قَالَ إِنَّ عَلَيْكَ نَهَارًا So again he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is daytime. قَالَ أَنزِلْ فَجْدَحْ لَنَا Again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dismount and grind for us or smash for us this sawiq, this grains, these roasted grains of wheat. فَنَزَلَ فَجَدَحَ لَهُمْ So then he now dismounted and he had grinded this sawiq or these grains. For shariba Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now had drank that water or this powder in it. Thumma qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ اللَّيْلَ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ مِنْ هَا هُنَا فَقَدْ أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمِ That when you see the night approaching from this direction, in other words from the easterly direction, then the fasting person has broken his fast. وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated with his hand towards the east. When you see the night approaching in this direction, then the fasting person has now broken his fast. One more hadith, عن سلمان بن عامر الضبي الصحابي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رضي الله عنه قال إذا أفطر أحدكم فليفطر على تمر سلمان بن عامر الضبي صحابي he mentioned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when one of you breaks his fast فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ تَمْرٍ then he should break his fast with a date فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ مَاءٍ فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٌ if he cannot find a date to break his fast then he should break his fast with water because water is pure. So from here we learn that the thing that a person should be breaking his fast with is dates and water ideally, and then the other things that he can have there is no issue. This was the thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba broke the fast with. Tomorrow we'll do the hadith, which type of dates a person should use to break his fast. And we'll also learn the dua that a person should read at the time of breaking his fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Such simple lifestyle they had. And look at the food that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. No lavish preparations, no lavish samosas, pies, different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed, there is no harm in having all these things. But we should sometimes reflect and see how simple the iftar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, powder put into water and drinking like that, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much for the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. How much more shukr we need to make, how much more ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. So therefore we should look into our lives, look into the lives of Sahaba, look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how little they had to eat, but yet how much a'mal they did. And look into our lives, how much we got to eat, but how little our a'mal is. It should be such that we should be increasing our a'mal in gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have given us so much of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore you have given us, you have granted us. So therefore we also want to increase our a'mal. That is that we're eating more, and and then our level of action is less. Yes, it will naturally be less because they were in a much greater time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, it should not be such that we have so many ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different forms of shukr, in the way that we behave, in the way that we act, in our amal, in our verbal shukr also. We should also increase upon this. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.